Could you please tell us three things that you will do to address the climate emergency specifically? And would you please confine your answers to things that municipalities actually have jurisdiction to do under Municipalities and Planning Act, for example? Thank you.
First response on this question, candidate, short. You have 1 minute, starting now.
That's a very good question. What I would propose to do would be to work with the environmentalists that are within our municipality and can offer us expert opinion. I would work with the farmers who know better than anybody what the aquifers can handle and what kind of drought conditions and water conditions they've had to go through to make the crops happen. And I would work with the upper levels of government and once again bring them into play so that we aren't the only ones in the field playing the game.
Second response, candidate Maine. You have 1 minute, starting now.
Thank you. First thing you need to do is protect our wetlands. They actually are a little bit of a capacitor for us, even though we don't realize it. Again, work with the conservation, other community people to further our knowledge and power. And working with the people. Again, communication will get us there.
Third response, candidate O'Brien. You have 1 minute, starting now.
Thank you. Well, my first thoughts were working with the environmental assessment groups and actually making them a standing committee within council. I think that would be a huge step forward. I think we should lobby all levels of government for assistance and any help we can possibly get and actually seek help from within our community. We have a lot of experts here that have a lot of wherewithal and knowledge that could help us, and we should follow through with it.
Final response, candidate Ferguson. You have 1 minute, starting now.
Thank you very much, Paul. Thanks for the question, Anne Marie. I advocated for the formation of the Environmental Advisory Committee back in 2018 and has subsequently been formed and has played a vital role in advising council on issues concerning the environment, aquifers, and hydrology is certainly part of that. Going forward, we also have very good working relationships with Quinney Conservation,